This is Jay Sekulow. A major development on the situation in Texas with the organization called CARE. We're going to give you a live report.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. I'm taking your calls from around the country. We're going to be joined by Pastor Dave Welch. He's the head of the Houston Area Pastors Association. There's been a major development in the situation in Houston, Texas. Remember, that's where CARE, that Council of American Islamic Relations, had their, what they call, by the way, this is what CARE calls their program, Islam 101, but this went way beyond anything that was acceptable within the context of a classroom. Of course, parents not notified. The teacher, in fact, the principal of the school was actually told by the superintendent not to allow the activity to be presented to the students, but she ignored that, and you know what happened? 875 students were exposed to this. What would your reaction be if this was your child in the classroom and had an Islam 101, where, of course, they say there's no God but Allah. They talk about the fact that Jesus is a prophet no different than Muhammad. It's one thing to teach about religion. It's another thing to cross that line to indoctrination. And, of course, you can imagine if this was a Christian pastor, the reaction that would be. Nevertheless, there has been some action. We're going to get Dave Welch on the broadcast right after the break, but I will give you a little bit of it. We're not exactly 100% where I want to be. Now, we may get an update, and we are. But as it stands right now, the principal will no longer be the principal of the Friendswood Junior High School. Because of their activities of having the Council on American Islamic Relations give the presentation, again, described as Islam 101. So we'll give you the information as it develops. We're going to be joined by Pastor Welch in literally just a few moments to get an update as to exactly what's happened in Houston. We've sent a demand letter. It's posted online at ACLJ.org. We've had thousands of you, by the way, sign that letter of protest. This will be the last day to do that. We're going to re-update that letter. What really needs to happen in here, and what the school district really needs to say, now it's good that they've moved the principal to another position, but what really needs to happen, and I think it needs to be unequivocal, is that CARE will not be allowed back in the school district. Jordan, who was on the broadcast all this week talking about that, gave you the reports about the nature of the terrorism ties between CARE and some of their founders, including the head of CARE for Texas, who's now in jail for 7 years because of terrorism-related activities. So we want to hear your comments about this and other issues that are affecting your community. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It has been a very good week for victories at the American Center for Law and Justice. Habitat for Humanity disavowed their relationship with Planned Parenthood. That was something we put tremendous pressure on, and you responded tremendously to that. Then we had the situation with Gina DeLuca in Suffolk Community College. She was going to get an F because she took a stand for the Lord. Instead, she ends up getting a great, great grade, very good grade. We're pleased with that. That has been resolved. We're looking at a resolution here very soon, it looks like, for the situation in Houston with the school, with the Islam 101 course. And then we had a victory at the first phase of a hearing for a seminary that was for the deaf, for the hearing impaired, that was denied the ability to operate. We got that, it looks like, resolved. It's got to go one more level of review, but that looks like it's operating positively. And at the same time, by the way, we've got one more week to go to file our opening briefs on the Supreme Court cases out of Pleasant Grove, Utah. The issue there, of course, is patriotic expressions of everything from the Statue of Liberty to Ten Commandment monuments to heritage of a community being at risk with this case that's got such a huge impact. We want to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We encourage you to give us a call. And if you've not yet signed that letter of protest, this is going to be the last day to do it. So I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now and sign that letter of protest to the school in Houston saying CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, does not get to do Islam 101 in the public schools. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It began as a school assembly, but according to parents, it turned into an indoctrination about the Islam faith. That's right. In one Texas junior high school, the principal brought in two members of the Council of American Islamic Relations to teach Islam to students. Their presentation labeled Jesus, Noah, and Adam as prophets and made this pronouncement, quote, "There is one God, his name is Allah." Imagine if a Christian speaker appeared in school and declared that Jesus is the Son of God and began teaching Christianity. Imagine what would happen then. This Texas school district needs a lesson in the First Amendment. The school district crossed the constitutional line from teaching about religion to indoctrinating students in the tenets of Islam. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on to the ACLJ letter demanding that this Texas school district end this discriminatory practice. Add your name today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
It's the Logan Show!
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. Pistols out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Let me also tell you this before we get Pastor Dave Welch on the phone here. If you want to go with me, I'm leaving this afternoon to Israel. You all will be joining me. Those of you that are going on the ACLJ tour will be joining me on the 17th. We've got four or six slots left for the tour. If you want, got your passport, you have to have your passport. If you got your passport and you want to go with me to Israel in just a little bit of time, literally about 10 days, you go to your phones right now and call our tour information number to book your reservation. Here's the number. It's 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 if you want to go with us to Israel. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Pastor Dave Welch was on the broadcast earlier in the week giving us updates on the situation in Houston. He is on the ground. He is the head of the Houston Area Pastors Council. We've got the word, and Dave, thanks for being with us again. We've got word here that the superintendent of schools and the Board of Trustees have responded in the sense that they have moved the principal out of that school district and have given some assurances. Tell us what's happened so far.
They have reassigned this principal to a different administrative position. What exactly that is, we don't know yet. But she's clearly been removed from the position of principal, which is obviously, that was our first priority here. The second thing was a direct assurance by the school board and by the administration that, this will not happen again. Policies will be followed. We are actually going to be working with the superintendent directly. I'll be meeting with her to basically discuss and how to implement policies that conform with state and federal law regarding students' rights of religious expression, to not only for the parameters, but to protect them as well. We are convinced that the school district is very serious about this. The superintendent is a strong Christian lady, and they are taking this seriously. But the other concern we have, which, in Frank, we're in the process right now of initiating open records request for every school district in this area, because CARE announced that they had already been in another school and they had plans to go into others. And that's the bigger picture issue here.
Yeah, we've sent, by the way, and I think I mentioned this to you the other day, we sent a letter down to the school district there telling them how the violations and what the law is, and I'll make sure you get a copy of it. And by the way, those that want to see it, we're posting it at aclj.org. It's already up there. But Dave, you bring up a really important point, and that is CARE, what they're calling their Islam 101 course, has already been in the schools. You're doing an information request locally there to find out where they've been and what they've said. How is it, and this is what we cannot for the life of us figure out, this is an organization that has known ties to terrorists. In fact, the head of CARE, Texas, is in jail right now for aiding and abetting terrorists. What what is the and that's been the allegations, of course, throughout this. What is the response of the school and how they even got this far in the first place?
Well, for the most part, it's ignorance on the part of everybody except for this particular principal. You know, honestly, this is part of our challenge here, Jay, is we've got to educate pastors, we've got to educate parents on these issues. Far too few people are following this issue very closely enough. I mean, they're obviously concerned about the overall picture of Islam in many cases, but in terms of the specifics of groups like CARE, they're just not informed, and too many of our educators, school board members are just not up to speed on these things. So that's part of our problem.
Yeah, one of the things I like that you said here, and we want to help you any way we can on this, by the way. We've got lawyers in Texas. We've got lawyers all over the country. Is it talking about your organization, Houston Area Pastors Council, and I'm quoting here. It says, we plan to implement a review of every school district in the greater Houston area and ultimately throughout Texas to make sure that neither CARE nor any similar groups gets a free pass with their agenda under the guise of diversity training. And I think that is a really, really important statement. Pastor, we encourage you to keep the good fight up. We appreciate what you're doing. We've heard, by the way, from well over 4,000 people in the last week on this issue. We are following it, as you know, very closely. I know it's not getting some of the national media that it should get. Well, that's what happens when you're in election season, but that's why we do our broadcast. So we can keep bringing these issues before people. Keep up the good fight there, and let me tell you that the ACLJ is ready, willing, and able to give you any assistance you need on what we think is a very, very important issue, one of the most important issues in the country right now.
Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you for all that you're doing. You're a vital voice and resource for us out here, and we are encouraging pastors all over the country to step up to the plate and take responsibility for what's happening in our communities and raise the standard of biblical righteousness and justice again.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I want to encourage pastors that are listening. Find out in your school district, folks. We've got over a million listeners a day. You need to go find out in your school district what's going on here. Let's find out if CARE's in other school districts in other states, not just Texas. I'm sure they have been. We need to know what's going on. We need to know what they're saying. That's part of the information process. Again, Pastor Dave Waltz, thanks for taking time to be with us. Keep us posted on any developments and keep up the great work.
You too. Thank you, Jay.
Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. We are on the 90-yard line of a victory here, but as Dave Waltz just told you, the vagueness is, will they say CARE is no longer welcomed in the school? That is what the final demand needs to be here. Let me tell you this, folks. The last day we're going to be doing, we got to move on to other topics. I'm going to be broadcasting from Israel from part of next week. So this is the day to respond. Here's the number. I want you to call it right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. To add your name to the letter of protest that's gone to the school, we're going to update that. And we're on the threshold of a victory here that's going to be very, very significant. They should not be doing Islam 101 in the way they're doing it in the school system. Again, 1-877-989-2255. Brian is calling from Virginia on line 2. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, my biggest concern and question is, why would CARE or any other organization that has any kind of terrorist affiliation or ties be allowed into any school system in the entire United States?
You're absolutely correct. They should not be. But what Pastor Dave Waltz said is absolutely also correct. Nobody knows. That's the one thing. I'll tell you something. I am so glad that we can have Christian television and Christian radio available in literally from in all 50 states, so we can get you this information, because this is not getting discussed on the mainstream media. This is another way to inculcate, indoctrinate our children, and that's what's happening here. And the reality is, if we weren't able to get the message out, you wouldn't even know what was going on. Our friends at WorldNet Daily have done a great job of promoting this, and we're encouraging people to go to that website. It's a great source of information and a great source to get current updates on situations. Also, ACLJ.org. We're going to update this as it develops. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to Elda. It's calling from Connecticut. Hi, Elda.
Hello, hi. I just want to, first of all, say thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, as the caller just said a short while ago about having anyone like this in a school in America, one of the problems we have is that they shuffle them around to another school district or another area in the school and let the parents know. We have a problem with that here in America, actually. You know, our children are truly not protected enough. They should be this country's first priority.
Well, the fact of the matter is, though, you don't surrender the rights to know what's going on in your school when you send your kid to a public school. Parents were not even notified here that this, first of all, the organization shouldn't have been there in the first place. And I say that as the overriding factor. You shouldn't let CARE in. But in any event, parents should have been notified what's going on. They were not. Now, just saying they were not notified is not enough. You've got to go to the next step, which is to say we're not allowing this group back in. Like I said, we're on the threshold of getting that. We're not quite there yet. But, Elda, you need to add your name to this petition, this letter of protest, like thousands of others have, to have your voice heard on this. Again, it's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to the petition of protest. Eddie's calling on line 5 from California. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, guys. Good morning, Jay.
Thanks. Morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
We're great. How can we help you today?
Great support today. I just wanted to first say... It's part of getting people aware and also pumped up to do something about it. So I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. My concern was with this principal getting reassigned.
Yep.
And I just heard the last question, but the disease that's going around, I consider it a disease. How are you going to stop these? Like, for example, this principal being reassigned. You know, she can do the same thing somewhere else. That's my number one question.
Well, one of the things Dave Welch said, the pastor that heads up the Houston Area Pastors Council, is they're going to do a Freedom of Information Act request on all the schools in their area to find out what has gone on and what hasn't. But you know how you're going to find out? Parents being engaged and involved. And then when something like this happens, taking direct action. So that's the way that you find out. Parent involvement is the critical element of this, and that you can't do it unless you get that kind of resolution. I'm going to try to grab one more call before the break. Nancy's calling from California on line 3. Hi, Nancy. Nancy.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, at our little elementary school, one of the teacher's aides with special education, she was on her break, and it was not in front of children, and she was either talking about the Bible club that we have
sure.
after school.
Right. You got real quickly. I'm running out of time here. Go ahead.
She was talking about the movie, inviting people to the movie at the church that we were going to have.
And she was reprimanded?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. We got to speak to the teacher herself. You shouldn't be, reprimanded for talking about the Bible in school with other teachers. There's no problem with that. Let me get you in touch with our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We're going to need to speak to that teacher. So hang on the line here. We'll get you some help. Folks, we're going to take a break. We got a lot of calls coming in. We'll take your calls as we move the program forward. But again, this is the last day for you to add your name of support to this letter of protest on CARE, this Council of American Islamic Relations. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And, of course, you can sign up online at aclj.org.
It's a trip of a lifetime, a life-changing trip to Israel. Plans are underway right now for a special trip to the Holy Land organized by the American Center for Law and Justice. Mark your calendar, June 17th through the 27th.
It's going to be something that no one will ever forget.
It's a great country, which really have a great biblical view.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip. It's a 10-day journey you won't want to miss.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org.
No one coming back from this trip is going to be the same.
It began as a school assembly, but according to parents, it turned into an indoctrination about the Islam faith. That's right. In one Texas junior high school, the principal brought in two members of the Council of American Islamic Relations to teach Islam to students. Their presentation labeled Jesus, Noah, and Adam as prophets and made this pronouncement, quote, "There is one God, his name is Allah." Imagine if a Christian speaker appeared in school and declared that Jesus is the Son of God and began teaching Christianity. Imagine what would happen then. This Texas school district needs a lesson in the First Amendment. The school district crossed the constitutional line from teaching about religion to indoctrinating students in the tenets of Islam. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on to the ACLJ letter demanding that this Texas school district end this discriminatory practice. Add your your name today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Four slots left for our trip to Israel. If you want to go with us, here's the number. You got to have your passport. We're going to be leaving. I'm leaving, actually, this afternoon, but you'll be leaving on the 17th of June. I've got some legal work I'm handling on the way over there and in Israel, so I'll be able to give you an update on that. We've got a lot of government leaders lined up for you, an incredible tour. John Ashcroft, by the way, is going to be joining us in Haifa. It's going to be great. We've got the Council General for Israel. We're going to have a talk by some of the leading experts, military experts in the country. It's going to be really, really a significant week, or really 10 days. So if you want to join us in Israel, here's the number. Make sure you have your passport, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 to join me in Israel. Carmela is calling from New Jersey on line four. Hi, Carmela.
Hi. I wanted to make the comment that the prophets are people who tell the complete truth. And the Muslims recognize Jesus as a prophet. And this prophet's name is Jesus. He is the Son of God, he said. He is our Messiah. He had disciples that he taught the truth to and to follow him and to spread it to the world. Therefore, the Muslims who believe that he is a prophet should follow him completely in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, but they don't, because the Quran teaches it differently. Here's what the Quran says. The Quran says that the messenger is Muhammad. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Jesus was a prophet. He was not the Messiah. He was not the savior of mankind. So there is the theology goes off on a point that we're giving, you and I are giving our definition of what we mean by a prophet. It's not the same as what they're giving. So that's a part of the difficulty in a situation like this. But again, it's one thing to teach about religion, but it's another thing to have an indoctrination course. And that was what was going on in Texas. John's calling from California. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
My question is, if they're a known terrorist group, isn't there through like the Patriot Act or something where they can seize their funds or shut them down?
Well, they have had not their funds, but they've had people affiliated with CARE who have been arrested and prosecuted for tax evasion, money laundering, all kinds of things. But the individual Patriot Act allegations would have to come from the U.S. Attorney's Office, from the Department of Justice. But this is a question where they did not look at the school, obviously, the principal at least, did not look at what was going on in that particular situation. They were not looking at the ramifications, and this principal knowingly and willfully violated what the superintendent said the rule was supposed to be. What we're demanding is CARE not be allowed back on that campus, period. I hope to get that worked out in a couple. We were 90% of the way there. We're just not quite there yet, and that's where, again, everybody's support on this is critical. This is the last day for you to sign this letter of protest, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, also aclj.org. Lorraine's calling from line two. Hi, Lorraine.
It's me.
Yes, you're on the air.
Firstly, let me tell you, bon voyage to Zion.
Thank you.
Secondly, all organized religions suck.
Well, you know, I think that was a ridiculous statement, and I understand that you said one thing to our call screener and then went on the air and try to act impolite, intolerant, and frankly naive. Your statement is wrong. In fact, I don't care what the religion is. Okay, this is the Supreme Court justice said this once. There's nothing wrong with learning about the religion. Now, I believe that Christianity is truth, and I would not make it. And I think Christianity is an organized religion is true. And I think for myself as a Messianic Jew, a Jew who believes in Jesus, I think both the Old Testament and the New Testament, as expressed in religious belief and faith, are valid religious points. And that's where I come from personally. So I think you are showing a lack of understanding, intolerance, and, frankly, bigotry. And that we're not going to tolerate on this broadcast. Tracy's calling from Kentucky on line six. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my
sure.
call. Hey, I was wanting to find out if you guys were going to jump on top of this issue and problem of the co-ed bathrooms and showers.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing these pop up. I'll tell you where it's going to be the biggest problem will be in the public schools. But, you know, a lot of this is in reaction to the California same-sex marriage decision. That, by the way, was not stayed by the Supreme Court of California. Not surprised there. But the vote has been certified to the folks in California for their constitutional amendment. So there may be some movement there yet. So we'll keep you posted as that already moves forward. Vanessa's calling from California on line 5. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Hi, Vanessa.
Thank
you're
you
on the
for
air.
Taking my call. Thank
sure.
you. Hey, you know, I just want to let you know that this, I don't know if it's a group through CARE, but the indoctrination is happening here in California. I have a paper here in the Westminster Schools District that is a mandatory junior high class activity to study the first to the fifth pillar of Islam, as well as teaching the kids, and they had to get down on the ground and actually do the, I'm nervous about this.
No, don't be nervous.
Get down on the ground, and actually it has 1, 2, 3, it has the 6 pictures of how to pray in Islam.
So they're having, we had this in California, it was upstate. Where is this, where in California is this?
It's 3 places, Westminster School District here in Orange County, as well as in the Riverside County, Chino Hills.
So it's right in the LA area.
At Orange County area.
Yeah. Let me do... it sounds like similar to what took place in Bakersfield, California, about 2 years ago. Okay. What I need, Vanessa, if you got the information, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to put you right now in touch with our legal staff. Do you have kids at that school?
I don't know, but we can get in contact with somebody.
Okay, you don't have kids at school, but you can get in contact with people that do?
Great. I believe so.
You hang on the line right now. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff.
Okay.
Here's the difference, and let me tell you what the difference is, Vanessa. It's one thing to teach what the 5 pillars of Islam are. I mean, what they say, what they mean. It's quite another to have the students participate in a Muslim worship service. Could you imagine if a minister came in and said, now we're going to do a baptism, or we're going to do the Lord's Prayer, and everybody mandatorily recites it? I mean, there would be outrage. Well, the fact that it's Islam doesn't give it a free pass, and that's exactly the situation that it sounds like you're dealing with there. We need to get that specific information, though, so you hang on the line, and I'm going to get you some direct help on this situation right away. So hang on the line. And by the way, for those of you that are listening, ACLJ.org, if you've got something developing in your community, a problem, email us. When these contacts come in, we look at them, and we get them assigned to our legal staff immediately. In fact, since I've been on the air in the last 30 minutes, we've had 1, 2, 3, 4 contacts come in for legal assistance. So that's the best way to communicate with us is through the internet, or you can certainly call us as well. But the internet is the best way to get information we can get assigned to a lawyer. And as I said, Vanessa's being handed over to our legal staff literally as we speak. Now, again, I want to give you a couple updates. I'm leaving this afternoon. We're going over to Israel. We'll be there with a group of Regent University law students. We'll be joined by members of the American Center for Law and Justice and friends of the ACLJ on a tour that's going to start June 17th. We've got a few slots left, just a few. This is not one of these tours where there's 1,000 people going. It's a pretty intimate tour. There's just a couple of hundred of us with the students. So it's a group tour. It's going to be a great experience. Join me in Israel. If you've got your passport, call the number and book your reservation now. Here's the number. It's 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406, and you could do that a trip of a lifetime is an understatement in talking about this tour to Israel. Now, again, folks, this is the last day we're going to be able to work on the situation with the Houston area pastors and what they're doing in the school district in Texas on this CARE situation with the Council of American Islamic Responsibilities. The legal work's going to continue, but we've got to move on to other topics because next week I'm going to be broadcasting from Israel. There's some very difficult situations going on in the Gaza Strip right now I'm going to talk about while I'm there. We'll give you reports from that area as well as others. So it's going to be a really jam-packed week next week, and we'll have some other broadcasts for you, but we'll be broadcasting Monday from Israel, from Jerusalem, so you're not going to want to miss that. But if you want to participate, last day to make sure CARE is not in your schools, you need to call our toll-free number and add your name to this petition letter of protest, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Do these petitions work? We saw that a victory in Gina DeLuca's case out of the Suffolk Community College. We saw it when it came to the situation with Planned Parenthood and Habitat for Humanity. We now could see it in Texas. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Have a great weekend.